On Thursday, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services notified the facility where a woman was raped and later gave birth to a baby that it would terminate its Medicaid certification. The reason, as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, is that Hacienda Healthcare once again failed to keep its residents safe.
On May 8th, CMS surveyors and the State Department of Health went out to Hacienda on a post-certification revisit and to follow up on a complaint. Will Humble is the executive director for the Arizona Public Health Association. He's also the former head of DHS.
But there were some pretty significant deficiencies that were found in an inspection in real early May. So, and that was both a federal certification inspection and then the state licensing inspection.
John Myers is the executive director with the ARC of Arizona, a disability advocacy group. He says he's surprised it's come to this.
Because I really thought Hacienda would get its act together, given the amount of time that it has had since the rape and pregnancy incident, given the amount of oversight that's been conducted by the state and by CMS.
The feds will revoke Hacienda's certification on July 3rd. The state issued its notice of intent to revoke Hacienda's license last week after maggots were found on a resident's tracheotomy incision. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.